I want to live, I want to hide, I want to tear down the walls. Good morning, Daily Dose. We are in a new Dose series. It is called New Season, New Prayer, and I'm a worship leader, so I'm adding a comma to that saying new song. So my name is Andrew Pulfer. I am here on the Daily Dose. I'm grateful to be here. I'm in our Edge venue. I'm on our worship staff, and I also serve in our Jordan Young Adult Ministry. And I want to talk to you today about my favorite song. Well, it's one of them. So this is U2's Joshua Tree record. And this is a very special record to me because when I was about 8 or 9 years old in Paso Robles, California, on a very rainy day, I was going through my parents' record collection. And these four dudes here on the cover made me put on that record onto that turntable. And so with the sound of the rain, the sound of the vinyl spinning, and this keyboard pad that began in this guitar line played by The Edge, shout out to The Edge, and Bono's voice begins to sing. And I was hooked, I was completely sold to the idea of not just that beautiful song, but music. And so it became an incredible marker in my life where I determined what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. I fell in love with music at that point, and so that song means a whole lot to me. But I want to talk to you today about that new song, because that was a new song to me at one point. But I have many favorite new songs, especially new favorite worship songs, and they're all kind of located on this device now. And this, instead of the 11 songs etched in vinyl, there's 11 million. I don't know the number, but I want to read to you from Psalm 98. It says, "Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness for the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and with the harp and the sound of singing." I want to focus in on the very beginning because I think the very beginning part of this psalm is important. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. And I want to challenge you this morning, like, if in spite of that being my favorite song, it was a new song to me at one point, and it changed my life. And I think a lot of us have favorite worship songs or favorite worship expressions that correspond with a spiritual moment, a spiritual landmark in our life that goes back to maybe when we first experienced the mercy of God. And I believe that as Christians, we are called to be continually updating our spiritual playlist, because our God, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, has mercies that are new every single day. And so in that beautiful response, I want to challenge you with something that might feel a little bit, I hope it doesn't sting, but it's from Charles Spurgeon. I didn't come up with it, so I'm just going to read it. Hopefully you're not upset. "A new song, always new, keep up the freshness of your praise. Do not drivel down into dull routine. For we have new mercies to celebrate, therefore we must have new songs." I love that. Like, especially in The Edge, one of our passions is to always be doing new music. And it's not just to do new music. It's because God is doing something new. Our God, who was the same yesterday and the same today and the same forever, has something new for us, which is amazing. And for us to be able to attribute those special moments, the special seasons where God is showing something new about his character to us, there's a song to sing in response to that. It helps us remind each other. It helps us remind our own selves that our God is working in our lives continually. And it isn't just about history. It isn't just about nostalgia. It's about something that God's doing today and will continue to do tomorrow. So Daily Dose, would you keep your ears open and your heart open and your soul open to whatever God is doing in your life right now? And may you find a brand new song of expression, of gratitude for what our God has done for you. Amen.